Joining me now on the line from London is Mr. Saeed Shahabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement. Mr. Shahabi, thanks so much for joining us. We're hearing of yet another massive march on Friday today as the crackdown continues. The question is, how effective can these kinds of marches be? Can they actually enforce pressure on the rulers?
Thank you very much. Undoubtedly, big marches send clear messages not only to the regime, but also to the world, that you must take us seriously. We are here to stay. This is our country. We are against the way the country has been ruled over the past decades. The time has come now for a real serious change, and the change starts with the removal of this cancerous regime. It has to go because simply it does not conform to international standards of good governance. So it has to go, and a new constitution must be drafted so that the future of the country is secured in accordance with international law and conventions.
So when you say that demand is the removal of the regime, does this mean that there cannot be any dialogue then on reforms between parts of the opposition, at least, and the rulers?
Well, the past experience tells us that this regime is beyond reform. You cannot reform it. It does not accept, it doesn't adapt to reform. It doesn't believe in reform. And whatever it says to the people or to the opposition in terms of dialogue, it is only a matter of gaining time and wasting time. It will take the people from one corner to another in order just to spend their time. And also, they are under international pressure because of the Formula One, because of the Bisuni recommendations. Imagine now they talk about reform, but they have failed to implement any of the Bisuni's recommendations. The son of the dictator, who is one of the torturers, remains impune, and he is not being, him or anyone else has not been charged or questioned about their role in crimes. So the talk of reform is just a deflection from the real issue, because this regime does not believe. It has never believed in before in reform. It doesn't believe now, and it will never believe in reform in the future, because the reform means that they have to be like anyone else, equal in front of the eyes of the law, and that simply is not acceptable.
Right, and just quickly as the last question, Mr. Shahabi, looking at the role of the international community in the case of Bahrain, of course we're seeing what's happening in Syria, what happened in Libya. A lot of observers may be asking, what has led the international community not to act decisively in the case of Bahrain when we have all these allegations of torture you just mentioned there, the arrests of detainees, the arrests of women, and all the other human rights violations that we've been hearing for over a year now?
Well, we would have been probably content and happy if they kept quiet. But then they took the other side. They took the opposite side to the side they took in other countries. They took the side of the aggressor. They stood with the dictatorship. They supported the Al-Khalifa. They sent their own officers, American and British officers, to repress our people. They accepted and agreed and condoned the occupation of Bahrain by the Saudi forces. So the international community's stand so far has been shameful, to say the least. This is if we don't say that, it is a complicit and party to the aggression that's being waged. And I hope that today's march will prove to the world that you are betting on the wrong horse and on a losing horse, and that the people will be the power and the force of the future.
Mr. Saeed Shahabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement joining us there on the line from London. Thank you very much, Mr. Shahabi.